Ron. Did I punch him up?
Going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Ron.
Doing all right.
Oh, man. There's a developing story of the Michael Jackson autopsy. We may have an update on that before the end, and I don't want to hear your Michael Jackson autopsy jokes about how he got food poisoning and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, we'll get back to that when we have some actual pertinent information. But Ron, NBA draft last night. Joe asked it earlier, or maybe Pat did. I don't remember which one. I think
biggest surprise.
Yeah, biggest surprise for you last night, if any.
Minnesota Timberwolves. I think it's part of the initiation process to be a member of their front office that they beat you in the head with a bat, and that's how you get qualified to work there.
Okay.
It's just amazing. How do you draft back-to-back point guards? And, well, why do you trade Randy Foy and Mike Miller to the Washington Wizards for the fifth pick just to draft two point guards? Randy Foy averaged 16 points a game last year as your starting point guard. Mike Miller's a veteran, averaged about 10 points. We know what a great shooter he is. You trade away all that just to take on some bad contracts from the Wizards that they were trying to dump, and the number five pick, which you draft the same position twice. And it just amazes me. I just don't understand what Minnesota's doing.
In the history of the NBA draft, has a team ever had back-to-back picks of the same position?
I don't think that's ever happened before. I really don't. I think that's a first, especially top 10 picks. I think that has to set the record, especially maybe back-to-back in, like, the second round. You've got pick 42 and 43, and you draft a couple of small forwards.
Right.
But
well, guys are versatile, yeah.
The only explanation would be they really felt there was no way Ricky Rubio would either be let out of his contract or just come over to the NBA this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
wasn't he here for the draft?
Yes.
Well,
he was there.
I kept expecting.
No, his father reported that he was going to stay in Spain for a couple more years.
Oh, okay.
I kept expecting that deal to be made kind of like what they did at 18 when they drafted Ty Lawson, another point guard, but he's been traded to Denver for an additional first-round pick. I kept expecting something like that to be in the works. Somebody that really wanted Rubio would give them an offer they couldn't pass up.
Can I ask a question? It seems to be glaring. Wouldn't you sit down with Ricky Rubio and clear that up on the front end before you drafted him? Yeah. Hey, bro, if we draft you and stuff, right, are you like going to come over now or like later? Well, I can't really say. Well, but we have like $8, $10, $12 million here on the table for you. What are you going to do? I mean, I think you got to be able to get an answer out of the guy. And these guys talk to these players a lot before the draft.
Along those same lines, they drafted later in the draft, they took Nick Kalathis, who's going to Greece for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Or at least 1 year.
Right.
Pat, are you disappointed that he's going to be that far away from you?
I'm highly disappointed.
Pat has a heterosexual crush on Nick Kalathis. Now, my heterosexual crush got drafted in the second round, I saw. Before Patrick Beverley? Or right after?
That's funny. Right before Patrick Beverley.
Yeah.
He's going to no man's land, Siberia.
What?
Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, that's a great place. Now, with Jefferson being traded out of there, he'll have a whole bunch of playing time, although he's really not he's more of a two than a three. Or, of course, Jefferson sort of plays wherever, but is that a good fit?
Jody Meeks?
Yeah, that's right.
I think he'll get an okay shot there.
Most underrated player in the draft.
I don't know how many minutes will be there behind Michael Redd, but Michael Redd is also injury prone, so so he might have an opportunity to get some minutes there.
Okay.
Work his way into the rotation.
Who do you think did the best? Obviously, you're not pleased with Minnesota. Who do you think had the best draft?
You know, I think general manager Sam Presti, I think he's the best general manager in the league, the Oklahoma City Thunder. When you look at the layout of all their last three drafts, because that's what I love to see of the general managers, all their drafts make sense in building a team from the bottom up with an actual plan in place, and you can actually see the pieces being built from year to year. Now they've got their five pieces at five different positions. Westbrook at point guard, who they drafted last year, Durant from 2 years ago, and Jeff Green from 2 years ago. Those are their forwards. They got James Harden, a shooting guard with the third pick, and B.J. Mullins, their center with the fifth pick, with the 24th pick. So now they've got their five starters, their five pieces that they're going to build around for the future in place. They just have to let them develop. I think they did a great job.
Okay.
And I also think, I was kind of funny that the Bobcats, Larry Brown, and MJ, they took a dookie. You know, they took Cheryl Henderson, so, you know, that had to be hard for them. I like the Pacers drafting Hansbrough. Some thought it was a reach, but, you know, they've been drafted very safe, conservative. They've been putting together nice, you know, they did Brandon Rush and Roy Hibbert last year. So they've been drafting safe, building slowly. A nice winner up in Indianapolis, even though they're about near bankruptcy. Had the ball money, but, you know, that's another story for another day.
Ron, overall, how did your mock draft compare to how the draft actually shook out? I know yesterday you sent me a text about Terrence Williams. He said that Terrence Williams was a lock to go to the New Jersey Nets after they traded away Vince Carter.
And?
Yep.
And it happened.
Hey!
Well, I had 10 picks exact, and then I had 7 within one spot. So 17 out of the 30, I was pretty close, which, you know, compares very favorably to Chad Ford of ESPN, NBADraft.net, Draft Express. So, yeah, it was a great day. My mock was pretty accurate on most picks.
I thought you were fantastic.
All right. And I had the top 12. I had 8 out of 12, but I had Evans and Rubio backwards. And I had Hill and Stephen Curry backwards. Other than that, I had 12-12 just right.
Any other trades on the horizon here that we should expect?
Yeah, expect Amari Stoudemire to be on the move, likely to Golden State first. There's a huge package they're putting together. Stephen Curry, Andre Iguodala, Marco Bellinelli, and Brandon Wright, a four-player deal for one for Amari. A little worried about that because Amari only has 1 year left on his deal, so it may just be you trade all that just for a one-year rental for Amari. So we'll see how that plays out.
You have to be a Michael Jackson fan.
Not a big fan, really.
Do you have a favorite song?
Okay.
No?
No, I don't.
Well, wow, I'm really surprised at you. How old are you?
No.
Maybe you're a little young for that.
Yeah, I'm a little young. You know? I mean, I know all the songs, Thriller, some of those, but I just...
You're brilliant beyond your years, but yeah.
Not my era.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
It doesn't matter if it's your era or not.
I think you got to have... Well, I mean, obviously, the numbers speak for themselves.
Sinatra wasn't my era, and I love him.
He loves you, too.
Thank you.
Not like Michael Jackson did, but... What?
Well, what can I say?
You don't have to say anything. You did great.
All right.
What do we got coming up? What's next? I guess we're kind of slow for a while, huh? I don't know if these guys are going to get in on this SEC deal or not. He wants to do an SEC fantasy deal. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Come in.
All right. Yeah, you guys got to do it, man. It'd be great. We can do it at SEC. We can do it all BCS conferences. Make it fun.
We could.
Aren't we already doing you guys want to do it. Week?
I've never done a fantasy at all in any shape or form as far as football goes, but I don't know.
We already pick games, don't we?
Yeah, we pick games. But, I mean, he wants to do, like, you pick players and like fantasy football in NFL. But Pat just rolled his eyes. Okay, it looks like that could be that may be up for some debate, my friend. We'll work on that.
Well, Pat's out. Pat's out. We'll just deal with that. We'll just move on.
How about I take your picks? I'll back you with my money.
All right,
I don't think there's any money involved, actually.
I can back bet him.
Yeah, it's just
you can bet.
Athlon Sports gave me a free sports overload league, so just extending the invitation.
We'll work on that. Ron.
Thanks,
thank you,
bro.
Man.
All right, fellas. Thanks,
take care, brother. Appreciate the information.
Love Ron.